בקור השם צור אלומי. Okay. ודור של חזל, מה אתה מלוימה? So what does it mean, כי בקור השם צור אלומי, י' קי? מה אתה מלוימה? אלא שאין כל העולמים חשובים לפניו ככלום. כל העולם הזה חשובים ככלום. שהרי בחצי השם נברו. Because they only created בחצי השם. והיו נמשכים והולכים עד שאום עליהם די. שנאמה, אני כאל שקה. שאום עליהם לא מדי. כאילו, במחת, אחד המחת, one piece, it says number one, there's a יוד קי over here. And number two, והיו נמשכים והולכים עד שאום עליהם די. אז אתה יכול לראות את השייך between these two עניונים over here. Right? The world was created בחצי השם. And another thing, that the world was נמשך עד שאום עליהם די. What's the שייך between these two things? תהנה עומד עובד המלך, היטיבו השם לטובים, ונשארם לי, בואי סתם, מה אתם הכלכלך, זה מייניחם השם פה לאובן על ישראל. So, beginning of the post, it talks about, כאילו, טוב השם, רבוין שלנו, זה טוב, and then it talks about, אוי ועבירו, סלחו מן העניין, דנו ידע שהבוי ברוך הוא שולם בכל מיני השלם, בוין שלום is שולם בכל מיני השלם, זה באופן שאין אי חוסר כלום, בוין שלום is not חוסר כלום, אפילו קודם בריאס העולם, even Kodim Briyas Oilemus, the Rebbein Shalom is not chaser anything, and therefore the Rebbein Shalom didn't need to kaviyachal for his own Shalemus create the Oilem. Ki kol anivroim elyeinim etachtoinim hoyu b'koichoy. All the nivroim even. In the elyeinim and etachtoinim, they were all b'koichoy, they were all there b'koich, in everything there's a koich and a poil. Right? Hoyu b'koichoy ad shalei tzilim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. Ve'etzle yizborach, hu shove ma shebekoich hu ma shebepoil. In other words, what's the problem? There's koyach and there's poil. What's the problem of getting a koyach to poil? Sometimes you need somebody to help you put it in the poil. For example, it says by Adam Rishon, by Bria's Olam, it says that everything was ready by Adam Rishon. Everything was ready. Kilo, the whole Bria was ready. But there's a problem. Number one, it didn't rain. Kilo himte Hashem ala oretz. And the Adam ayin lava des Adama. So the Maral always talks in the Maral in the Bergoyle. He's got a whole shmuz on it, a whole drosh on it. The whole Indian is Adama is koyach, right? Adama, everything's koyach. You go to a pottery and you say what you want, right? Out of clay you can make anything. So Adama is koyach. Offers koyach. You just have to. You can. But the ma'isa, if you want something to grow from the ground, you need rain. So the pasuk says there, kilahimte. Everything's ready. Everything's ready. But koyach. Everything in the ground is ready. But v'lohimte. And v'adamayin lavedas Adama. So the problem. It was really b'koyach, but there was a problem. It couldn't be moitzi at la poil because it needed rain. So the problem of being moitzi b'koyach la poil is when you need outside assistance. So then you can have everything b'koyach, but you need the rain, you need the b'poil. Chaber mashenken by the rabban shalom, the koyach and the poil is the same thing for ked. The whole avoid of Adam, and Allah explains why is Adam called al shem Adama. Because Adama everything's b'koyach, and you're going to be moitzim na'koyach ala poil. Same thing with Adam. The whole avoid is Adam. Adam has moitzim koyachas inside him. It's such koyach. And what's his whole avoid? The whole avoid is, he has to be moitzim koyach ala poil. And for that you need tziyata l'shmaya, that brings rain. For that you need tadavan. But Adam has moitzim koyachas. A behema is, Maran says a behema is bo'ma. In other words, he has everything inside him already. He has everything inside him already. A behema is moitzi koyach lapoil because he hasn't got much koyach. So a little bit of koyach, a little bit of not koyach strength, a little bit of potential koyach potential that he has. So a bunch of them gave him the poil, but the yid has moitzi koyachus shein koyachus ne'lomim shein neshay. And the whole avoid is a yid to be moitzi the koyachus lapoil. That the bunch of them left for the yid to do. So a bunch of them creates a yid mamish with moitzi koyach, and the avoid is to be moitzi from a koyach lapoil. That's why Adam is a Yid, and Atam Kurim Adam. And Adam is Hashem Adama, just like the Adama is Kulay B'Koyach. Adama's got Pachadik Koyachas, trees and plants and flowers. Pachadik Koyachas, all not Koyach, again, not Koyach in strength, Koyach potential. Moedika potential, but it needs the rain. It needs the rain to be Moedzim and HaKoyach HaPoyal. So too, Adama has Moedika Koyachas, but we need Siyata Dishmaya, and that's our Avodah to be Moedzim and HaKoyach HaPoyal. But that's always when the poil is coming from the outside to help you. Over kaviyachol by the rabbanim shalom, by the rabbanim shalom, it's shove masha bekoyach, masha bepoil. It's all shove. Machmas shehu aboyer ashabar. Because the Baruch Shalom, he is the Boyer Ashiborn. So Bevadai, how you kmusim bekoicha. It's all bekoicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at me, this boss of Adom Ashahu, Nivra, who tachas azman. And Nivra is tachas azman. L'chein en melech b'lo yam. V'ach azman, sheyesh la'am, nekro melech. In other words, he has to develop to become melech. Again, the same thing. You have a koich of malchus. Oh, if there's no am, you're not a melech. You've got nobody to be moishel over. So that has to develop until there's an am, until the am wants you, and then you can become melech. It's the same thing. You have all the koiches of malchus, but you need somebody else. You need the am to want you. And then you can be moitzi your koich and apoel. Yeah? So that's a gradual zach, because it does. Anything you need outside assistance. So after zman, the yesh la'am, nekro melech. Avod b'boyer baruch hu shobah ha-koyach ha-poyel. So in other words, the poyel and the koyach is all the same thing. So the Baruch Shalom Ki'ilu had the whole bria with him. With everything there, Ki'ilu, but poyel as well. Because by the Baruch Shalom, there's no difference in zman. So everything was there already. So if everything was there already before it was there, so why did it have to be there? It was all there before it was there, so why did we have to create it? So that's the difference between the Rebbein Shalom. Boi Baruch Hu Shom HaKoich HaPoel Shulam Alam HaZmanim. V'ahoye v'ahoye v'yye V'ahoye v'ahoye v'yye Eslehem Ke'echad. It's all one. Koma Mabed L'Saif Dobah Merishisri Ma Machmas Shulam Alam HaZmanios. It's very negate to this week's parasha we're discussing now. It's Hashem Shalashulis saying this is the whole lot of kabas chof. Sarah was also the Malam and Azman. She could hop onto Milas of 100 when she was 20. When she was 20, she could hop on 100. She could hop onto Milas of 20. Also, was like the more ruchnistic a person is, the more he's shaylet on his man. So obviously, Doishim had a more to shlit on his man. Avraham Avinu goes to Eretz Yisrael. He goes to this town. He sees that Melchama is going to take place so many years later, and all the towns in Eretz Yisrael are really called towns of shame. Things that are going to happen later. They all had Yiddish names already. The whole zman is the malam and hazman over here. The tzaddikim. That's why tzaddikim Adam is also Adam el elyon. Tzaddikim have that musik. That the hoya hoya every year, certain bechina. His Rabbi Kiva laughs when he sees the Chorban. He sees already the third Bais HaMikdash. They're not so much in the Hoiva. They can be in Kasha, the Hoiva, and the Yeh. HaKol Pono, the Rebbein Shalom is like this. And what did the Rebbein Shalom have to create the Olam for? Whatever's going to be is already there, B'Koyach. And it's not the Koyach, you know, that has to wait. The Poil is also there already. The Poil is there in the Koyach. So what does the Rebbein Shalom need a Bria for? Baruch Shalom is called Toiv. Baruch Shalom is called Toiv, like it says, Toiv Yosha Hashem. Umiteva Toiv Lehitiv. And Baruch Shalom is to be made to Machmas Shabruim Him Chaserim. Because the Bruim are lacking. Utsrich Mashlomas Heftsam Laham Shechmimen is Baruch Shiyetiv Imoim. This is famous. This is you do at the Kazachan. That Baruch Shalom Avada didn't create the world for his Shleimus Chas V'Shalom. He created the world because we are Chaserim, and Baruch Shalom created Bruim Chaserim, and they need the Hashlom as Cheftzam Lahamshich Mimeni Zbarach Sheyetiv Imoim. Oh, V'yesh Bazeh Shtei Bechinus, and that's why the Shtei Bechinus. Ha'echa, number one, Huma Shabayir Zbarach Meitiv Im Atzadikim. Number one, Baruch Shalom is Meitiv Atzadikim. Shlei Rachas Rachmanus. In other words, to the tzaddikim, it's not an issue of rachmanis. Rachmanis is somebody who doesn't deserve it, and still the Rebbein Shalom is merachem tzaddikim. That's the bechin of a tova. The Rebbein Shalom is toiv Hashem, wants to be toiv. Rachmanis is something else. Toiv Hashem lakoy, the Rebbein Shalom wants to be toiv. So tzaddikim, they do. Hashem says, do the avoda, so that I can be toiv. So the tzaddikim, they do the avoda. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv to them, and that's the tachlis of the bria to be mativ. That's tzaddikim. Abchina beis. But the second bechina is af sheyesh bnei adam she'enam kadoy lehitiv. Even if these people were not kadai, kol mokem mitzad rachmanusa yizborach merachem aleihem. So the second bechina is that even though these people are not kadai, abba mitzad rachmanus va kodesh baruch hu Hashem is merachem aleihem. He's going to be mechalik between tzaddikim and the not tzaddikim. So kol panim, the tachlis of hatova, that's tafka to tzaddikim. And that's the difference. That's the chil. That's the pshat. He's going to see tzaddikim are those who constantly being moitzim in a koich lapoil. I mean, what's the chil between a tzaddik and a rasha? Even a rasha's got moedik a koiches in a lomim. However, he's not moitzi to la poil, right? He's got moitzi to koich. He's got moitzi to koich. The tzaddik is moitzi la poil, and the rasha is not moitzi la poil. That's the whole chiluk between them. So Rabban Shloinim, he gives the tzaddikim their hatova in order to enable them to be moitzi na koich la poil. Like we said, you need another koich to be moitzi, and I'm in a koich la poil. So made the tzaddikim who are in the process of being moitzim in a koyach lapoil, that's a whole avoida al shem zeh called adam semeila. The Rebbe Shlom sends them that toiv so that they should be able to be moitzim koyach lapoil. So with the Rishon, they don't bring their koyachas and alamim out. So therefore, by them, it's a sugya of rachman. It's a different thing altogether. The whole bria is al shem to be moitzim. A person got so much koyachas, and a person only uses such a small amount of his koyachas lapoil. So the first the beginning of the Torah is Mitzvah Puruvu. Puruvu is Moitzi Lakoyach, Mina Koyach Lapoil. Mitzvah Puruvu, to have a child. In other words, the Mitzvah Oina is the Koyach, and then the child is the Peiris. Peiris, Ela told us Noyach, told the same Shul Tzadikim, for Meisen Toivim. The Meisen Toivim is like the Bepoil of all the Koyachs. Godel Talmud, maybe Lidei Meisen. Also, a person learns Torah, but it doesn't have an impact on his Meisen. So it's a koyach without a poil. It's a koyach without a poil. Tachlis is there should be a koyach and a poil. A Talmud should be maybe Lidei Meisen. It should be koyach and poil. Koyach and poil, that's being medame to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's bechin is koyach and poil all in one go. For Rishon, they stay by koyach. They're staying by koyach. So that's for them, they need Rachmanis, so they don't get the Hatorah. A tzaddik nikra kol. The tzaddik is called kol kama shetargam unkus al posuk ki chol b'shamayim v'oretz. And so it's a koich and poil is a whole big sugya. This week is Eliezer is a nes is kvitzas aderech this week. So beis Hashem will get there. A tzaddik nikra kol. A tzaddik is called kol kama shetargam unkus al posuk ki chol b'shamayim v'oretz do ochid b'shamayim v'aria. Right? Ki chol kol is midas ha-yesod. And that's midas ha-yesod, is the mid of tzaddik yesod oilam. The mid of yesod is the mid of kichol b'shamayim oretz, which is ma'achet together shamayim oretz. Tzaddik yesod oilam, omod echad yesh me'oretz ad rakia, v'tzaddik shmoy. All these yesod we've discussed together very lot already. Tzaddik me'yachid u'mekashe shamayim oretz. What's the tzaddik do? Tzaddik is me'kashe, me'yachid u'mekashe shamayim oretz. Shamayim is ruchnim, be'erech. Right, in contrast to Oretz Agashmi. Uksiv, hoyim shemaya, v'nasatim ta'atzchem, hu behepach v'otzas ha-shamayim. V'zeh nikru revia, k'zocha roi v'son ha-keva. You see the bechin of shemayim v'oretz is like a zochan and a keva. K'mayim ha-chazal, to, kam v'ach v'lach al-shay yeh, d'noshki, arav rakia v'adodi. It's the bechin of neshikin, the neshika between shemayim v'oretz. So the tachlis is, we discussed this already as well, the whole inn of a rain, holding of the rain is like the yichud between the shemayim oretz, the yichud between the gashmi and the ruchni. The yichud between the gashmi and the ruchni is like the yichud of the zocha and the keva, like it says, the zocha reivis and the keva, right? Like the haftorah by the tanis tzibo, the hirves oretz vahilida vitzmicha, v'nasan zera lazerea v'lechem lo'ichel. So it's the whole yichud, the whole inin of rain. The rain is a yichud when shemayim and oretz is ma'achid, when the ruchni and the gashmi is ma'achid. That's the bechina of rain. Rain is the bechina of that. That's how you say the sukkahs. Sukkahs makes that yichud. The whole sukkahs we're preparing to make that yichud. That's why the yichud the gashmi and ruchni. The whole inyan, the ikka inyan of sukkahs is the inyan of ma'achid gashmi and ruchni. Why? Because sukkahs is the mokum kodesh, and it says teishu kein tiduri. You got to take all your gashmis into the ruchnis. Teishu is also lashon. That's why the teishu kein tiduru. The halacha with the ishra ishto, yes to sleep, not to sleep. All these inyanim are inyanim of teishu kein tiduru. In other words, that's the bechina bring shemayim down to oretz. That's why the sukkah, you got to be able to see the shemayim through the schach. In other words, it's a teishu kein tiduru. You got to take all your gashmis into the sukkah, but at the same time, you got to have space in the schach where you're makusha to shemayim. So that's the whole inyan of sukkah. The whole inyan of sukkah is to make that yichud. When does the yichud actually occur? The yichud actually occurs in Shmini Atzeres, and that's the day we ask for rain, because that's the bechina in the bria. What we're doing in Adam is the bechina in the bria is the rain to come down. Yosef Tzadik, we know, is the midas hayisod, so he's the ma'achid shemayim v'aretz. So he has to go to places where there's no yichud shemayim v'aretz, and there he has to make the yichud of shemayim v'aretz. No, Mitzrayim, there's no rain. It doesn't rain in Mitzrayim. So therefore he has to go down to Mitzrayim to bring the Hashpah from Shemayim down to Oretz. So therefore it has to be a famine, it has to be a roof. In other words, there's no connection, no kesher between Shemayim and Oretz. And he has to be the Tzinnor to bring the Bechina Shemayim, to bring the Bechina of Shemayim and Oretz. That's Midas Yosef. So the Yosef is the Ma'achid Shemayim and Oretz, and he has to go to a Mokum where there's no natural Ichud Shemayim and Oretz, where there's not much rain over there. And there he has to make the Megoymer Yichud between Shemayim and Oretz.
If he does it in a Mokum where there is no.
He's the tzinor, so therefore he has to be. Every mokum has to have a kesher shemayim v'aretz. The whole vote of Mitzrayim was the ba'otzai asar shemayim. There was no thing. So he was the tzinor. He brought the hashpah down. Where did he bring the hashpah down from? He brought the hashpah down from shemayim. So therefore he had to get that, because that's the tzaddik. That's the midasai. So he's a parallel to rain. So when there's no rain, you need a yosef tzaddik. His bechina. That's the bechina of tzaddik. That's the bechina of yisoid. Yisoid is the ma'achid shemayim v'ara. So that's his bechina going down to Mitzrayim.
So you would think rain is good in Sukkos.
So you're not ready for the yichud yet. The rain in Sukkos pshat is you're not ready for the yichud.
Sukkos not a yichud.
Sukkos preparing. A pikabara the ikah yichud of what we're waiting for from Adam and Bechinas, the nukves ponim v'ponim with the zochah that takes place in Shmini Atzeres. All Sukkos is a hachana for Shmini Atzeres.
Mm-hmm.
And the PRE, the whole the Bechina Zivug, the Zivug that from Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah there was the Nasira between Adam and Chava, and then they come upon him, it's Ocha Ba'ocha, it's back to back Bechina, and they come upon him, a PRE, it's the whole Seyda Avoida from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres, they're upon him. So Shmini Atzeres is the Yichud, and Mishas the Yichud, Yasarin, and Sukkos is preparing, Sukkos is the Hachana for the Yichud, the whole Sukkos is the Hachana for the Yichud. Hachana for the Yichud is by spending 7 days being the Achid. So it's Yidua that there's Arba Minim. In Gemara Sukkah, it's always called Lulav, Neitlin Salulav. It's not just Neitlin Lulav, it's Neitlin all Arba Minim. Always says Neitlin Salulav, because the Lulav is connected with the Sayyisot. So the whole Sukkah is preparing ourselves for the Yichud. Preparing the Bechinas Yisod, which is a Tzadik, which is Ma'achid Shemayim Ba'aretz, Ma'achid everything together in all directions. It's Ma'achid everything together. And that's the bechina of rain. Discuss that. There's a lot of gemaras and tanis about this. What's the rain? The rain is when the drop comes down and it meets the one coming. That's the bechina of chasm and kala. The whole bechina of rain, and that's why the otzas hashemayim is the worst thing, because it goes. Why is that the midah keneged midah? Because we're talking about the shomu lachem piniftel avchem esaratem vavadtem elhim achir. So that the person was boiged in the rabbin shleim. As we know, the znus. Avodah Zarah is an aver of znus, right? Avodah Zarah is an aver of znus. So ruchnis tig znus, because we're married to the Rabbi Shalom. As if a person goes to another chas v'shalom, goes to whatever it's called, the him acherim. So then it's that's a husband who's boiged in his wife. That's the bechina of znus. So he broke the yichud. If he broke the yichud, so then there's no more yichud. Then matzas hashemayim, and there's no rain, because the rain is the yichud from the ruchni to the gashmi. That's why tzaddikim, we always talk about tzaddikim making yichudim. That's the famous word from the Baal Shem Tov. Shomer lachem v'nifta levavchem. In other words, if you turn away from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm not talking about Avodah Zarah. But the Baal Shem Tov says, if a yid is mesiach das from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then it's a bechina of a satam v'vatam him achayim ready. And the Helig HaChayzim in the Blin, he says he didn't blink without a yichud. The Helig HaTanzorov put his hand in a fire once, because he moved his hand without a yichud. Tzadikim always, it was moedik in Yichudim. Why? Because that's the word. Tzadikim, same tzadikim are always moedik in Kedusha. Moedik in a kudah of Kedusha. But tzadikim, you see, they're always in Yanam of Kedusha, and they're always in Yanam of Yichudim. It's mamish the same thing. A hepech of Kedusha, kilo on a dakistical level of Znus, so that breaks the Yichud. That's the bechina of znus. Znus breaks the yichud. Breaks the yichud. V'atzas hashemayim. So there's no. That's why when you say the word echad in Krishna, you mechaven the zayin of the cheses, mechaven the zayin rakiin and the oritz. That's the middle letter of echad. Because you got to make the yichud between all the shemayim and the oritz. That's the tachlis. So you start off by Shemayim by being Miyachid. What are we Miyachid? We're Miyachid, the Shemayim are together. That's what he's talking about. It's the middle of a tzaddik. So the whole we start off Shema by saying, you got to be Miyachid, Shemayim, Oretz. No, so chas v'shalom, because Shemaim Aretz is that. That's the yichud between the Zohar and the Nakeva. Shemaim is the Zohar, and Aretz is the Nakeva. Aretz is Malchus, Nukva. Shemaim is the Zohar, and making that yichud. That's what we say when we say Shema Yisrael. So Mele, therefore we start with Shema Yisrael. Therefore, it's very sensitive. This inyan, Havishomer Lachem, and the Bechina of Atzas Shemaim is very sensitive. That's the yichud. That's the yichud of Shema. So nimtza eich yish le mischabrus v'shnei afachim. How can there be a mischabrus v'shnei afachim? In other words, the Shemaim is ruchni, Aretz is gashmi. It's become the famous kasha. How can there be a mischabrus v'shnei afachim? Achu al yidei atzadik. That's al yidei atzadik akol v'shneihem. You know the bracha of Asher Yotza says mafli lasis. It's the famous Morgan Avraham, Mafli Lasis. And Mafli Lasis is the chibur of the Neshom and the Guf, the chibur of the Gashmi and the Ruchni together. It's one of the pshat, there's two pshat in the Mafli Lasis. One is it's full of holes and the Neshom does not mistake. The chibur is the chibur between the Gashmi and the Ruchni, how they work together. Right? Person eats, it gives his Guf, it also gives his Neshom. He doesn't eat, his Neshom leaves him. So that chibur of Gashmi and Ruchni is that the beginning of Mafli Lasis. Why is that? Why does Asher Yotza have to be regarded that? That's the vote. The vote is comes when a person. What's the biological reaction? Pshat is the person eats. So pshat is the moisturous, that which is not good for him. The moisturous, the body pushes out. Right? That's moist. That's gashmius. That's gashmius. So a person's got gashmius. The shame gashmius. So by him, there's no zivuk. There's no chibur. Gashmi ruchni. Gashmi is a veld lifnei atzmi by him. So, after a person is the body's pushed out, all the moisture, all the gashmis, which is l'shem gashmis, which has no toichim for his nefesh, it's not keeping him alive, it has no toichim for his neshama. So after the body's pushed all that out, so then he can make a brocha. Then he can make a brocha of mafli lasis. Then what's left, kilu, what's left of the food is what the body takes in, which is machaya is neshama. So therefore, the person that's why it's dafka shayat ashiyotza. What the body pushes out, that's what we call gashmis l'shem gashmis. That's hepecha yichud. That's hepecha yichud. How yichud is the chibur between the gashmis and the ruchmis. And the gashmis take a food is mechaya than a shoma. That's the yichud. That's the kesher between the gashmi and the ruchmi. If a person's got inside in gashmis l'shem gashmis, in other words, every person lives a life of gashmis l'shem gashmis without the chibur, without mischaber. So that's the bechino. That's like a beis akisei. That's gashmis l'shem gashmis. It's not the neshama is not being nizn. The neshama is not being nizn for me bichlal. Gashmis l'shem ruchnius. That's the neshama's nizn. That's the yichud. That's the yichud, and that's the pellet. That's what he's saying. Eich yeshes chabrus mishnei afochim. So first, the person's got to push out the gashmis l'shem gashmis. What's left in his body is gashmis l'shem ruchnius. Gashmis l'shem ruchnius. That's the yichud. That's the yichud. That's why Dafka, after that, the person's got to get rid of his Gashmius, L'shem Gashmius, in order to be Zoicha, to make a Yichud. And that Yichud is the Yichud of Mafli Lasis. That's all. It's all related to the whole inner Ishtek Gufa. Ishtek Gufa is a. Even in Halach is Ishtek Gufa. It's a Chapela with me, Ishtek Gufa. This is one body, and this is another body. Ishtek Gufa. This is all part of the Pele, right? The Adam is the Shemayim and the woman is the Oretz. The Adam and the Zochan and the Keva is the Gashmi and the Ruh, is the Ruchni and the Gashmi, the Choyma and the Tzura. It's all part of the same Pele. Bohoyulabasa Echad means when the woman is part of, when the Nekeva, the Bechin is Gashmi, is the Chiluk and the Ruchni, and they go together. That's why that's the Bechin of Shalom Bayis. That's why Shalom Bayis. It says Shalom Bayis means when there's a Shleimus between the Gashmi and the Ruchni. A Yiddish Shtib and a Yiddish Shib, the Shalom Bayis. A goy looks at the divorce rate amongst Yidden, they raise families together, different backgrounds, and they raise mishpachas together, and they lived each other for Chayis Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, Rav Ben Chaim L'Chaim lived with his wife for 80 years, and Chayis, you know, that's the Pella. Yeah, that's the Pella we're talking about. The Gashmi Neruchni is a Pella. Gashmi Neruchni is a Pella, the Boch Hashem, by Yidden Zekman. That's a Yichud. Shalom Bayis is a Bechin of Yichud. And that's the Pshat. That's the It's a bechina of Shemayim Oretz. We discussed already. That's the whole Indian of the woman is the bechina of the Ishtapikus to her husband. That's the bechina of the Eishel Mizbeach, and the Baal is the bechina of the Zocher, the Mashpia. That's the Mayim. That's the bechina's Mayim coming down from the Mizbeach. What's the Pella? What's the Nes and Perkei Avos? One didn't extinguish the other, because really, husband and wife are Shnei Afochim. It's like Eshamayim. Eshamayim. Eshamayim doesn't extinguish each other, and it's Mamash Pelas. In the Pesamidosh, you had that Bechina. What comes Milamata Lamala, that's Nukva. What comes Milamala Lamata, that's Zocha. And the fact that the Zocha and Akiva, one doesn't put out the other one, so that's a Dama Pela. That's the Yichud. That's the Pela of the Yichud, of the Kesher between Gashmi and Ruchni, that one doesn't extinguish the other one. And that's our avoida. That's the mafli lasis. And that's how they are tzaddik. Taka, that's why a tzaddik can make pelaim. Tzaddik can make mosim. Why is a tzaddik making moishes? Tzaddik makes a moishes because that's the pella. He is the pella. He's the pella. he's the pella. He's mechaber shemayim v'aretz. Mechaber shemayim v'aretz. That's the biggest moishes. That's the Hele Gemara name says. Eich b'shnei mischabes and shnei afochem. Teretz is chol idei a tzaddik. Hakol mishneim shaguf uchoyme manushoma shebesoichoy ruchnius al yodoy hein misyachtim through them al yodoy through them hein misyachtim. So it says by Yosef Atzadik, Yosef was very very beautiful, yefeitaya yefasmar, whatever the pasuk says, he was very beautiful. Very beautiful means that you could see on his goof the helikait of the neshama. Now Yosef's beauty was a neshamatic beauty. Now by Yosef is a tzadik yisadoylam, tzadik yisadoylam. Is the Gashmi and the Ruchni and hit Kol Mishneim, and you see one Bechina. So the beauty of a Neshama, the beauty of a Likus, the beauty of the Yoifi, of right? Yoifi, the Ikke Beis HaMikdash, the Mishneh and Sukkah, when they were left the Mizbeach, he said, ah, Yoifi Lachol Mizbeach, Yoifi, what was the Mizbeach? Full of blood, full of pieces of animals, a smell of burning limbs, that was the Mizbeach. Ah, they turn around to the Mizbeach and say, Yoifi Lachol Mizbeach, Yoifi Lachol Mizbeach, what's the Yoifi? Oh, wow, this is the Yoifi, that's the Teres. The Ruchni is the whole Indian of the Mizbeach is the Yichud between the Guf and the Guf, the Nefesh HaBahamis, was Nes'ala and Mis'achit. Yoifi Lacha Mizbeach. Ruchni is beautiful. Ruchni is beautiful. Gashmi is ugly. So Yosef HaTzadik was Yifei Mar, because he was a Tzadik. He was a Tzadik. Tzadik is a Doilam. Tzadik is a Doilam. It's Machaber the two. Wasn't Pasha that Yosef HaTzadik was Mamashmesh, Mesalzel Besaray, Mamashmesh Be'enov. Yosef was very sensitive to see the Yoifi. Ha Yoifi of Ayidish in Neshama. Ha Yoifi of Ayidish in Neshama. He's a Tzadik. He's Tzadik is a Doilam. So he's a Yifei Toya. Yifas Mar. So he's got the Bechina of the Guf and he's got the Bechina of the Neshama.
Why did Taka say it wasn't?
They were an oymet in that middah. Yosef was middah sayisad. Middah sayisad is a tzaddik yisad oymet. What is a tzaddik? The pshat tzaddik is this chabros between the guf and the neshama, which means the guf is a chaman da'oma. Fakir, the whole avoid is that the guf is also a man da'oma. That's the avoid of Yosef tzaddik. That's the avoid of a tzaddik yisad oymet. Omud amakasha, shemayim v'oretz. So that's the avoid. There's another avoid of Yisrachkus and the problems of Roy Tzoyim. They were nivdl men aguf, nivdl men ayishuv. That was the Yosef Tzadik. There's a lot of tzadikim in the door, and then there's one tzadik who's a tzadik yisad oylam. There's a lot of tzadikim. All the shvatim are tzadikim. But there's a kedosh elia. But ain't none of Musa.
So why does Galal say it was a stickle?
Because they have to be makir Yosef's madrega. You mean Gabi Yosef? The whole mechina of Yosef was that Yosef was trying to. You got to explain whatever you do. You got to be a mechina of Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael. And Yosef HaTzadik, he was getting on with his avoida. There wasn't his achdus. He was like getting on with his lone avoida. That's Tzadik Yisadoyna. That was the Indian of Mesalzel Besarim and Mashush Beina by Yosef HaTzadik and Michoshetim and Chas V'Shalom. He was a nar. Who nar in our movement, what a nar means, Chas V'Shalom, my man, is Hail again Yonim. Grace in Yonim. I think Yaakovina made him a Ksoinus Pasim. They were trying to mamish, make him smart and beautiful. And also Ksoinus Pasim. The goof is a levush. The Ksoinus Pasim is a beautiful goof. That's Yosef Tzadik, the Mechaber Shemayim Oretz. Yaakovina understands, because Teferis and Yisod, Teferis is on top of Yisod. And Teferis understands the middle of Yisod. Over the other one, not. That's the whole avoida. The whole avoida of a Tzadik is. Whole avoid of a tzaddik is of a tzaddik is to be the schabros of the shnei afach. So the kain lechem ksev yishamru lechem pen v'otzas shemayim v'achas shleiv tzaddikim hamiyachedim u'mekashrim lechem shemayim v'oretz. So there's no tzaddikim. There's no. In other words, yisham lechem peniftel levavchem v'saratim v'avatitem lemachem. That's pshat gashmis l'shem gashmis. Meila, there's no rain. In terms of nikra tzaddik kol, nachem shu kol mishnei. That's why the tzaddik is called kol because it's all avoider. That's avoider. Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, yeshli kol. Yeshli kol means that's the bechin of teferes, which is on top of yisod. And kol means that it's a kol mishnei. It's a bechin. It's a bechin of that's kol mishnei. It's achdus between them. That's the dargo. It's the moedik dargo. Yosef tzaddik in the middle of yisod. And Yaakov Avinu saw Yosef after so long, after being in Mitzrayim so long. What did he say? He didn't kiss him. Koyres Shema. Ah, Koyres Shema means Kenshin Reganim. He's Yosef Atzadik. Now Yitz Fashteta Yosef Atzadik. Koyres Shema, this is the Bechin of Shema. He saw the Ches, so Yosef Atzadik was sensitive. Harry Woe was one of the Lashon Haras of Yosef Atzadik. So Mizalzelim B'nei Shachas. Mizalzelim B'nei Shachas means there was no Sachtus. Right, and Heilige Maran says that the Yaakov and his sons were the Bechin of Echad. Yaakov is the Aleph, and the Ches is the children of Rachel and Leah, and the David is the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, four Shvatim from Bilhah and Zilpah. So there was Zalzel b'Bnei Shvachas. That means there was a period in the Echad. So Yosef HaTzadik is Midas HaAchdus, Midas Kichol b'Shemayim v'Aretz. He's very sensitive to making a period in the Echad. Zeo, that's the pshat. Toiv Hashem, bechinas toiv. Toiv Hashem, that's bechinas toiv. Toiv Hashem lakoil. Toiv Hashem lakoil, rachma v'kol masav. So toiv Hashem, the bechin of toiv that comes to the kol. Who's the kol? The tzaddik. The tzaddik, so that he gets the hashpa. The tzaddik gets the hashpa. That's what he said over here. Mitzad the tzaddik, he gets the hashpa. Now we understand much better why the tzaddik gets the hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzaddik brings the hashpa down. And tzaddik is ma'achet shmayim va'ara. If tzaddik is ma'achet shmayim va'ara, so then he brings the hashpa from the toy, which is a bechin of shemayim. He brings it down. So toy b'Hashem lakoil. Hatova comes down to tzaddik shnekro koil. However, v'rachamov. However, the rachmanus. That's our kol masav. That's a filah l'rishon. Rachma va kol masav, the rachmim afil al rishon va bria hoisa la kavana zu. The bria was for this kavana. Zeo nikra bechinas dalis. The less le midar meklum. Dalis is bechina the less. The less le midar meklum. Kach kol abruim tzrichim the toiv aboy isparchu the rachmim nasev. When Shalom created the world in order to bring down the toiv, to bring down the toiv on those who are chosel the toiv. Kol echad lefi bechinas. Everybody lekefi is bechina. So that's the Dalit. Dalit is Dalit. We all nitzrach to the Rebbein Shlomo. And Rebbein Shlomo wants to be made. So who does the Rebbein Shlomo love? The Tzaddik. Because the Tzaddik is one of his Mechabah Shemayim Arts. In other words, he brings the Ashpa down from the Shemayim Arts. Okay, the Rasha, the problem. The Rasha is Kulei down here in Arts. Kulei down here in Arts. His Avodah is not being Mechabah the Shemayim Arts. Not being Mechabah the Shemayim Arts. And Mela, therefore, then the Rebbein Shlomo is only going to save him out through his Rachmanos, as we'll discuss. Although the Etzem is that this Olam is the Dalit, and the Dalit, and to be Mamshech, the Hatova, the Rebbein Shlomo's Hatova, down to the Bria, that's the Bechin of the Tzadik, because Mekash Yishmaim Oretz, that's the Toiv Hashem, Lakoil is the Tzadik. So Kach, Kol Abruim, Tzrichim, either the Toiv, Aboy Baruch Hu, or the Rachmanos, or the Rachmanos, if he's a Rashi, he's the Rachmanos. Kol Ach Lefi Bechinos, Iksiv, the Pasuk says, Hashem, Bechochma, Yisad Oretz. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'chochma yisad oretz. Hashem was miyaseh the oretz b'chochma. Chochma is yud. Kol chiyas ha'elyon nimshach me'chochma elyona shehi b'chinah yud. Right. Everything comes down from the b'chin of chochma elyona, which is the b'chin of yud. Kol shiksev v'chochma tachaye b'aleha. It's the cloud. The chochma, the sphere of chochma. Sphere of chochma is a b'chin of the it's like the gate, it's like the Pesach where all the hashpahs come down. Because Chachma on one hand is one of the spheres. So it's a chain. It's Chachma me'ayin timotze. It's kulei bitl. It's kulei zbatlis to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like the gateway, like the bridge, like the Pesach, like the chaloin, which is mekasha shemayim ha'aretz. So it says bereishis bar lekimis shemayim ha'aretz. And the Targum Yerushalmi says b'chuchmasa b'chachma Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the shemayim ha'aretz. Everything comes from that nakuda. Nakuda is the nakuda of the yud. Kshibol achias lebchinas tachtoin nikra die. שאז מסחר בין שתי הבחינס, בחינס דלת ובחינס יוד, הנמשך לא בהווה. The yud is the shirish hashpo, and it comes down to the bechin of dalet, those all nitzrach, the dalet, the less lemi darme klun. That's the bechin of dai. Now he's going to use that, the Hilah Gemara now is going to use that to your mouth, but up till what point? Till what point the hashpo comes down? In other words, the hashpo is going to come down to as low as it is, that there's still going to be a hashpo, the Kodesh Baruch, and that's the inyan of Rachmanis. So in other words, that the hashpa, the hecher hashpa, taka comes from the bechin of chachma, and then if that's the yud, but it comes down all the way down to the rosha, all the way down to the rosha, and that's the rachmanis. That's what we're going to see over here. Ach lahomin, ma'u inyan rachmanis shemirachem al rishon. What's the bechin of rachmanis that the Rebbein Shlomo is mirachem on the rishon and noisin lembo ilam hazeh? Ma rachmanis hazeh? So he's going to explain about in a moedik arichas. Shabbayu Baruch Hu Mis'aleim B'chol. Sorry, Ach Inyinu Ki Oilem Hu Miloshen Helam. Oilem is Miloshen Helam. And those are Shpo, the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes down, but Oilem is Miloshen Helam. Shabbayu Baruch Hu Mis'aleim B'chol Dovah. U Metzantzim Mis'atzmai Kavayachal L'chol Odom Kefi Shemaseges Chachmasa Yizborach. It's a Pelodik Ezach. Saying that, why is Oilem Miloshen Helam? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere. In every matzah, in every daga, the Rebbein Shalom is there. No, the Rebbein Shalom is there, Behelam. Behel, he's there Behelam, and therefore he's in every single matzav, even in the worst possible matzav. Rabban Shalom's there, but obviously he's there Behelam, and he's trying to guide a person out of the worst possible matzav that the person can find himself in. Even the biggest Yerud and Ruchnius, Ani Hashem, Bechinas Ani Hashem, Asheichin Itam Etoich Tumasam. So the Oilam is Behemes Miloshin Helam, Shaboy Baruch Hu Mis'alim Bechol Dova, Kabayachal Rabban Shalom hides himself in everything, Omet Samtzim is Atzmei Kabayachal. And the Baruch Shalom is mitzamtzim himself l'chol odam kefi shemasagias chachmas yizbarach shehu yizbarach chishev machshavois leval yidach mimena nidach. The Baruch Shalom makes sure that chas v'shalom there shouldn't be any yid that should be chas v'shalom lost shenishmas kol echad miyisrael yekora be'ein av ma'oid. The Baruch Shalom in the shom of a yid hechz tezach v'roye haboyer bochu b'hasagosa. The Baruch Shalom sees b'hasagosa mubdeles and steres b'nei odam. Atshaf Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh haydi einu nos drachecha. Chazal said, was Moshe Rabbeinu asking him, if you may ish tzadik v'ra le rosh of toiloi. And Baruch Shalom answered him, achanois yisa sha'ocham, yircham tisa sha'arachim. Ki eichav shel hasik da'at ha'shu ein sof baruch. How can a person be masik the da'as? The da'as of HaKadosh Baruch Hu chaviyachol. L'chei, ma sh'neis nevnei odam, l'echad neis n'chochma, n'zirem po. Baruch Shalom give one person chochma, other person gvura, l'echad ha'shirus, l'echad ha'nius. Hakol hu, everything is lefi shiro b'chachmasa yizborach shebechina hahi tzorech el ha'odam hahu dafke. Hel digazach. Vimena yuchlis garav ledavik is atzma ilet. In other words, if a person has a shiris, he has to know, because that's how he gets the Rebbein Shalom. That's his tzina to get him. If a person has a nias, he has to know that kefi shirish nishmosa, that's what he needs. If a person has gevura, he has to realize that dafke, the gevura is the tzuna. So that's what the Rebbein Shalom is misalem oilam minoshen helam. In that midah, in that person, whatever matzav a person is, he has to know that's exactly where his shoshin. That's how you can get kibbutz of the key. Person is wealthy, can't ask why am I not poor. Person is poor, can't ask why am I not wealthy. Because kafi, how the Rebbein Shalom put him at this point, so therefore the Rebbein Shalom is hiding in his ashiras, he's hiding in his anias, he's hiding in his gevura, he's hiding in somebody's chachma. That's the oilam minoshen helam. The Rebbein Shalom is mitzamtzim himself kaviyachal, and there's a presence of the Rebbein Shalom in whatever he is, in whatever the person is. So the Ashiris and the Chochma and the Gvur, that's only a Keli, which is Malim, the Rebbein Shalom. But that's how the person is going to find the Rebbein Shalom. So the Oishar is going to find the Rebbein Shalom with his Ashiris, the Oni with his Anias, the Chochma with his Chochma, the Gibor with his Gvura. But the Chochma and the Gibor and the Gvura and the Ashiris and the Anias, that's only something that's Malim, the Rebbein Shalom, that's inside there. That's a Keli that's Malim, the Rebbein Shalom. Dafke through his chacham, dafke through his gvur, that's where he'll find the Rebbein Shalom. The Rebbein Shalom is malim himself inside it. That's what oilam is miloshen helam. A person has to see what he got. He's going to say this pshat. Svam Agdoshim saying, "Hey, mikashte mishom." It's Hashem lekecha. What's mishom? From your matzav, mishom, from where you are, from where a person is fakrochem. There he's going to find the Rebbein Shalom.
So that's not hidden, because he knows what his matzav is, no?
It's not what?
It's still considered hidden, Helam?
Yeah, because if it's either a bunch line, then he wouldn't have spakers, he wouldn't have it still in avoida, and for an oni to say, oh, dafka my nias, You know, an Asher gets distracted from his Ashiris, right? And if the Rebbeinu wouldn't be Ne'alam, then the Asher wouldn't get distracted. Mm-hmm. If there's a possibility of Vayishman Yishur and Vayivo Dafka V'dizov, Meroiv Sheishpatalam Kesev Azov, so then it shows the Rebbeinu Shalom is Ne'alam in there. Mm-hmm. If they would have seen the Rebbeinu Shalom in the Ashiris by the Bizus Hayom, so obviously they wouldn't have been a Chetaiga. Havad, if a person lives the way he should live, using his Ashiris for Avodis Hashem, so he's Megala there, because it's in there. But that's the person's Avodah. So it wouldn't be a hell and there wouldn't be an avoider. If a person uses his anias still to be besimcha and dus and he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's megala the rikus in that. But that's his avoider. Metz Hashem, when he matzliach with his avoider. So then Metz Hashem, the Baruch Hu will send the oni ashiris. And he's got to know that what the matzav is in now, that's the avoider, that's the king which is mis'alim inside. In other words, at this point in his life, this is how he's going to have Kira Salaki. This is where the Rebbeinu Shalom Kabbi Yochanan has to hide himself, has to be mitzamtzem himself. And from that, he can be miskarav and he can be dobek himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ula acha b'chinas acheras. Somebody else is a different b'china. Haklal hu ki b'chol dova mis'alem elekusa yizbarach mitzamtzim mitzatzim kaviyocha b'dova hahu. Ki leis asa ponamine. Everywhere there's a Rebbeinu Shalom. Kol midash Hashem yizbarach moidid loy. So however Rebbeinu Shalom is doing with him, yizkarev dafke etzle mitoycha. Yishmim yizkarev dafke mitoycha. Ki shom hu his almas elekusa yizbarach. Dafke over there. V'zeh b'chol midash hu moidid loy. Have a moidid loy b'boid moid. Kamama Bar Shem Tov, just like the Helik Bar Shem Tov says, who be kashtem misham es Hashem lekecha, misham dafke, mebchino sh'at Hashem. Don't look at the grass is green on the other side. The matzav, the way it is now, that is where the Rebbeinu Shalom is, that's where the Rebbeinu Shalom is mis'alim. That's the vote. Where's this said on b'chol midosh? B'chol midosh u'moidu lehav u'moidu lehav u'moid moid. The Mishnah says it on in the Brachis, on the Pasuk, b'chol moidecha. B'chol moidecha. That's where you know the Rebbeinu Shalom is. Why? Again, it comes after Krishna. Krishna, when we say Echad, we say Rebbeinu Shalom and Zayin Rukin and the Oretz and Arba Kamus Hashemayim. The word Echad is a bechin of less asaponamine. So then, even in the matzav where the Yid finds himself now, however difficult it is, he's just said Echad. He's just said he's makir. The Rebbeinu Shalom is there as well. So the Rebbeinu Shalom is there as well. So then, after Hashem Lekecha, b'chol moidecha. Even if you're in the kach mekach matzav, person's in kach mekach matzav, he's just said in echad, let's ask upon him in it. The Rebbeinu Shalom is in the Zayin Rakin and the Oretz, and the Arba Kampis Oretz. That's the kavanah of echad. So once he's certified that Rebbeinu Shalom is echad, so Mamela, he's even in that matzav, even in the matzav where the person's in now, the Rebbeinu Shalom is also there. So that's why that's the highest madriga of b'chol moed echad. That's the highest kesher to the word echad is. That b'chol midah midah shu moidah lo have a yishvi moidah to him. So that's all Agdama. So meileb af rachmanas or rishayim b'derech hazeh. This is how the rachmanas of the rishayim works. Ki rachmanas hu alavush shaboy mitzamtzim lakusa yizbarach. The rachmanas is also alavush. There's chochma, which is ma'alim, the Rebbeinu Shalom in that chochma. There's gevura that's ma'alim, the Rebbeinu Shalom in that gevura. And then there's the rachmanas that's ma'alim HaKadosh Baruch. In other words, what do we say Hashem gives chochma to this person for? Because that's the way he's going to get kirvus saliki. That's the way this person's going to get to avodas Hashem. Why do you give ashirus to the person? Because that's the way, that's the tzinor, in there there's the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's how you're going to find the Rebbeinu Shalom. How's the Rosh going to find the Rebbeinu Shalom? Rachmanas. Rebbeinu Shalom is going to have Rachmanas on him. And that's how he's going to find the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ki Rachmanas and Nimshach Milmala Chiyas Me'aboyer Baruch Hu. Kishpa'alim Rachmanas Nichnas Achiyas Bekirbo. In other words, what is in Chochma, Gvura, you can say these are all Paravazachan. So a person can use them, Natoyus, he'll find the Rebbeinu Shalom. But a Rosh has used everything l'ra, so what keli can he have? Which keli can he find now the Rebbeinu Shalom? Chochma, use it l'ra. Ashiras, Vayishman Yishurin. Anias, blame it. Anyway you put him, he's a Rosh. So if you give him a keli of Chochma, of Gevura, he's a Rosh, he'll use it bad. So what's a keli that will get him? The Teretz is Rachmanis. That's only the Rachmanis of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the only keli that where he's going to find Kiris of the key.
But the Rosh also has his own matzav that he can. Whatever bad midas he has, it's also.
So the Rebbeinu Shalom is there.
Yeah.
Oh, but where's the Rebbeinu Shalom? Teretz says the Rebbeinu Shalom is there in Rachmanis. That's where the Rebbein Shalom is. By the Talmud Chochan, the Rebbein Shalom is in Slabish into the Chochmah. And then by the Gibor is in Slabish into the Gvura. And by the Oysher, the Rebbein Shalom is in Slabish into the Ashiris. But by Rosha, where's the presence of the Rebbein Shalom over there?
Doesn't deserve it.
The Torah says the only way that there should be a Lakus is only Mitzad Rachmanus of HaKadosh Baruch. There's no point giving him Ashiris because he's a Rosha. So there's no point giving him Ashiris. He won't find the Rebbein Shalom with Ashiris. He'll buy a Rolls Royce. How's he going to get to Rebbein Shalom with Ashiris? How's he going to get to Rebbein Shalom with Chochma? How's he going to get to Rebbein Shalom with Gvura? All these Kalim that the Or of HaKadosh Baruch is Mislabish into, that's not going to get the, won't bring the Rosha to Kiras Eliki. Shibolim Rachmanus. Nichnas achiyus bekirbom, v'hu elakusu yisborach shenetzamtzum aleim kabiyochel v'ula yashuvu. That's the Rachmanus. Ki kach ro'as ha'bashkoch yisborach shekach v'atzor l'chafi b'chinosei. In his bechina, that's how he's going to, only way he's going to find the Rebbein Shalom is by, is the Rebbein Shalom is mislabish in the middle of Rachmanus.
But they dashen, v'yashem, v'yashem, v'yashem.
Wait, which was it?
V'yashem only bands up a Russia by
v'yashem. Ah, ba'asher hushom.
Ba'asher hushom.
That's the Shom, we'll be kashed in Shom. Very nice, wow. Shkoyach. Kikach rosa shkoyach, shkach wa tzorech lefi b'chinose, nimtza ki ha-rachmanus hu al-chelik nishmose, shema yachze b'tshuva. Efshe, the Rebbein Shalom is labish into rachmanus, his efshe then he'll be choyze b'tshuva. Ve'ein chilin ben aniyis v'ashiris, ha-koylu rachmanus l'kavona ha-amura, everything is rachmanus. Ve'zeo ma sh'omru, tofes ha-kot shpoch li-rovim b'bigdoi. Shpoch was toyefis li-rovim b'nevot. Omer li-chazor b'cho, chazor b'cho. Ah, when all the way down, was mislabish all the way down, perish, b'bigdoi b'levushov, shumadrigosa ha-shvela, right? The levushim correspond to, not the atzmis, correspond to the darga shvela. Shom gamkein tzintzim elakusis baruch b'ula yoshev. Now what's the great rachmanus? The Rebbein Shalom says, because the slabish himself and says, no, do tshuva. That's the rachmanus. That's his toifus for levusha. In other words, the Rebbein Shalom is even willing to be kaviyachol and tzantzim himself in his levush, in his madrega hatachloina and madrega hanamucha b'yose. That's the rachmanus of the Rebbein Shalom.
Boigdov,
even in that matzav, very good. Even in that matzav of Boigdov, is there the Rebbein Shalom chaps onto him, and he was taka. Rav Ben Avod was a big boigid. So that's only the mitzvah of the Rachmanus of the Rebbein Shalom. The Rebbein Shalom, nevertheless, even though there's no kelim, the Rebbein Shalom will be mitzvah in the middle of Rachmanus, and will try to be more of the Rosh. Zeu shomarti lelomi. That's pshat masher. We said earlier that. Amarati Boilomi. That was the Rebbein Shalom said to his world, Shamati Loilomi. Mati Loilomi die, yeah. So Masha Barossi Ba Mira Bechinus Oilom, who die. Now when Rebbein Shalom created the Bechinus Oilom Ba Mira, that's the Bechin of die. She is Chabrus Dalas Le Yud. What's this Chabrus Dalas Le Yud? The Yud is Nislabish, it's Nistamtsam, it's Nisalim in the Dallas. What did they begin as hell? Now he's going to explain Kilo practically. What does it mean that the Rebbein Shalom is Mislabish and Midar Rachmanis? What does that mean practically? How's that going to stop the Rosha from doing Averis? So if sometimes the Rosha writes a lava Averis, sometimes the Rosha wants to be over Averis, but Yeshla come a Menias. He's got Menias. Now what's that Menias? That's the Rachmanus of the Rebbein Shalom that's there, standing there, stopping him. Why is the Rebbein Shalom stop? That's the slapshus of the Rebbein Shalom in the middle of Rachmanus. That he's, a Rosh is going to do Avera. Somebody's going now to rebel against the Rebbein Shalom. And the Rebbein Shalom is coming to him and trying to stop him. That in Rachmanus Gedoyla Mizu. In Rachmanus Gedoyla Mizu. Which Melech Basav Adam, a person is trying to rebel against him, and he's got Rachmanus, he's trying to make him into a good mensch, get rid of him. Get rid of him. The Rebbein Shalom is Roy Racham of Achasodov. Is that those feelings, those manias that Rebbein Shalom sends? That's the Hislabishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Hisalmus. The Rebbein Shalom is Misalim into something. And he wants the Rosha to Chav. Why is he missing the cab? Why is he missing the car? Why did his car break down? Why couldn't he get to where he wanted to go? Why this? Or why did he trip up? All these things he has to realize, they're all manias that the Rebbein Shalom is sending him manias. And that's. And he should see the Rebbein Shalom there. That's the Hisalmus. He should Megala the Rebbein Shalom over there. That's the Rachmanus. Ula Yoshev Mena. That's Pshat. Hey, Tiva Hashem La Toivim. B'chinas Anikra Toiv. That's what we discussed. That's for a tzaddik. The people are going crooked. Yulichem Hashem is poilei ha'oven. In other words, even when the poilei oven are going to do the oven, who's moilichem? Ben Shalom is moilichem them there. He's coming to them the whole way. He's traveling with them together, and he keeps on trying to stop him. Tzaleima she'afes poilei ha'oven yulichem Hashem. In fact, the Rebbein Shalom tries to stop them. The B'shar Shalim Poyle Oven. They can ignore that as well. A thought can come into them and say, the Rebbein Shalom stopping them, but nevertheless, they'll still go for it. So, Avada, they have Bechira. Rebbein Shalom is not going to literally, physically stop them. That's the bechina of the Rebbein Shalom being slavish into Rachmanis for the Rosh. V'noida, as Yidua, she'ein a Rashaim poigim v'oisiz yudkei. The Rashaim can't be poigim v'oisiz yudkei. That's the first Mayan name, no? One of the first Mayan names. V'amolik. V'amoichin. Ein, begim mar mashonim, ein pegam agiyah lahem. Oh, so we have already Hagosha, we're getting to the end. No, it's safe from Bitchilosim. Oh, Hadron Loch. So the Yud K, they can't be poigim in Yud K. Shumakoyer HaTshuva, Kanoida, like Bina is Tshuva. Rabbo Oisi is Vov K, Shehim Bizgalus. Oisi is Vov K, that's Bizgalus. And Oisi is Yud K, they can't be poigim. Kiyoilam, that's the vote of nice. Do you know a kiyodo case called by a molik? Just very bekitzently, but the molik is the bechina. The pasuk says, "And the b'shalach kiyodo case kol melchamashon a molik." In other words, the yud kei is there, and the vavke a molik is very poigim. Why is a molik very poigim in the vavke? That's the pshat. Because when did a molik come? When the Ben Shalom says Hayesh Hashem bekirbein, when the Klal Yisrael says Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imayin. Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. That's a pachdi gzach. Everything we're saying over here is the Rebbein Shalom is nislavish the whole time. Into everything. To say Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. So that's a kfir on the vav kei. Understand? That's a kfir, and you're not being megala to show the Rebbein Shalom is everywhere. Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. It says, pasuk says straight away, Vayov Amalek Vayelochem Yisrael. Then you're playing in the hands of Amalek. The Amalek is the one that was master. One is known as Master. On the Haman saying, Yeshnoi, Bechin sleeping. The Kabbalah is the Bechin of a dormito. He chapped that in, whatever, Pierizal, it's the whole Indian of a Molek. The Molek is chap Yeshnoi Amechot. So the Chazal, Ki'ilu, the Anhog of a Kodesh Baruch was sleeping. Ki'ilu, there was a dormito. He chap, a Molek was a big Makubal. And he chapped that there's a Bechin of a Sheino. The bechina of a sheina. That's what you have to learn. The bechina of a sheina means the bechina of the hashkacha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kilu the whatever the moichin of Zerampin went up to Abba Nima. There's a certain darga of dormit. It's called a kilu sleep of anhaga of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zerampin is the anhaga of the world, and there's a bechina of dormit, just like Adam Rishon. He slept. The sleeping of Adam Rishon of Pikabal is connected to the bechina. There's the moichin of Zerampin or Oyle Lamala. So Homan Chab, that there's a certain. There's a certain sleeping in the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, K'dei L'Shaber Esa'oizen, certain sleeping, and that's why you chapter on. What's the sod? These are sodes, Arizo, we have no Havana what that means, but on our simple level, the pshat is, that's Amalek. Amalek says, Yeshnoi, Amalek says, the K'ilu Asheno, sleeping, Klapi Ma'al Rachman Etzlan, K'ilu, there's no anhog down here, they're Oikad of Vavkei, is the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here, and they're poigim that. So when Klal Yisrael say Yesh Hashem mekirbeinu emayin, they're saying keilu that they're keilu that there's a what? There's a sleeping there in anhoga v'kadosh baruch hu chas v'shalom. What was that goyim? Balayla hahu nodadosh nasa melech. In other words, the Rebbein Shalom came out kaviyachol of that. That tardema, that mechin of tardema. The Rebbein Shalom came out of it. That's where Amalek gets chiyus from. Because when there's a stalkus of the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's a darga where you can be machshel Yisrael into thinking, Ayesh Hashem b'kibeinu imayin. So meilu, v'yai lahu, nodadosh nasa melech. And who does the melech, who does the Rebbein Shalom? Remember the tzadikim, Motcha Tzadik. The tzadikim are the ones who bring the Rebbein Shalom's hashkod, b'shamayim down to Oretz, the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here to the Oretz. because that started the whole Hanukkah all over again. That's the whole Sod of Purim, the whole Sod of the Nondo Shnas HaMelech, the Faket. If when there's a Bechinas Sheina, Homan is Makatrik, so then there's another Shnas HaMelech. And then there are a bunch of reminds himself of Tzadikim. It's always the Nakuda. Nakuda is, you know, the Dargo of Nitin Rishus, Hashchis, Chabel, whatever, right? Einem Afchin. And then there are a bunch of remembers the Tzadik, and the Tzadik, the Bechin of a Tzadik. So Pshad is that whole Vort is there a bunch of remembers. Okay, if they think Chasu Shema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they think the Oretz is separate in Shemaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here, HaYesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Ein, if that's their Hashkofa, so Shoyim says, I'll give the Anhoga to Chasu Shema, and then the Nitin Rishus Lamashchis. But what's the Tzadik? Tzadik, you just said, the Chaber Shemaim, there's nothing about the Tzadik as there's an Oretz without a Anhoga, without a Hashkofa. His old vot is, he's Ochet Shemaim Va'ara, Ki Koil B'Shemaim Oretz, he's Ochet Shemaim Va'ara. He brings back the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Kavi Yochel Ren Shlalem was reminded, Kavi Yochel of Mordechai HaTzadik. That's what he chorus in the Kroinus, HaKashver Shvot, how Mordechai HaTzadik saved his life. Suddenly the Melech loves the Tzadik, he loves the Tzadik, he loves the Tzadik. The Tzadik is Ma'achet Shmai Va'aro. Ma'achet Shmai Va'aro, the Hanhoga of the Tzadik that saved him. Till then there was a Bechina Vayesh Hashem Bekirbein HaMayim Seder. Litten Rishus Lahashchis Lehomon. There's no Vovke, the Malin, the Malik's Malin, the Vovke is an Hog of the Oilam, a Malik who's Sholeto Vachasvashon, the Bechina of that, of the Bechina of a Malik. So that's the whole Sod of a Malik. A Malik is Malika, or a Yudke is Moichin. Where's Moichin in the head? Where the Midas? The Midas are the Bechina of the body. What's the Gesher between them? The neck. Comes along a Malik. A Malik is Lashon Malika. What does a Malakis Rosha mean? There's no chibur between the head and the body. Umolak is roshay. Umolak is umolak is roshay. Umolak is roshay means chopping the head off. Malika, chopping the head off. So chopping the head off means that the moichin, that's always the likus. However, it should come from the moichin down to the midas, which is the shemayim, coming down to the oret. Umolak severs that. Umolak, lashon malika. So tzadik, Mordechai Tzadik came along again, and he brought it back. He brought another back. Mordechai is Beramez on Besomim, right? Nice smelling things. When a person feels his neshama leaving him, it's also like the Bechin and neshama going back. It's like a stalkus from Oretz to Shemayim. So then you need Besomim to be miyasha the person, to be machaber Shemayim Oretz again. That's the Bechin and Mordechai Tzadik. Mordechai. Esther is Hadas. Hadas is Yesh Bei Reach, Bei Matan. He started smelling again. Oh, Reach, Neshama, Sheena, Guf Nenis Mimeno, Neshama Nenis Mimeno. That book, the Neshama back. That was Miyashiv, the Miyasv and the Neshama together. It's late. The whole side of Yom Kippurim is Kippurim. Yom Kippurim also is in it. What do people do? A pipshat. You can't eat. So in order to mimash the Meir Brachos, what does one do? What do? They smell, no? Pass with Somim around. The Yom HaKippurim, Kippurim. The Yom HaKippurim is the other way around. Yom HaKippurim, there's no goof. On Purim, the Pshat is there. There was a Bechina of Amalek. Amalek means he separated the goof from Shemayim. And there's the only goof, Kirillah. So then they had to bring the Neshama down. On Yom HaKippurim, there's also a Sakona. Sakona is, there's no Sakona of the Neshama is going to leave. Neshama is going to leave. Right? There's no goof, so there's no keli for the neshama. So the neshama's going to leave. Let me smell. That's the yashid daiti. You know, the isa achila, the isa chorus is not a kazai. So you keep on. It's a shir of kasevis because it's miyasid daiti. That's the whole. They make the chibur again. That's the bechin of yema kipurim kipurim. Yema kipurim kipurim. That's the bechin of akert. And it comes to that the goof is not a steer to the neshama. The goof is not a steer to the neshama. That's the greatest chabrus together. That's the avoda. The greatest chabrus together. And the day where there's the greatest ischabrus together, there's also machias amalek. Machias amalek, when you make a ischabrus of guf and neshama, so then you're going to make a machias amalek. And Yom Kippurim, we take the soul azazel and we send him to where it belongs. That's the machias amalek, soul azazel, it corresponds to Esau. That's the thing. Both on Purim and on Yom Kippurim, there's machias amalek. Purim is machias amalek, kipshuto, you hang him on the tree. And the Yom Kippurim, he sent away the soul of Zazel, and then as a greatest is Chabrus, then as a greatest is Chabrus, Mishte, Simcha, that's the Chabrus on Purim, and Yom Kippurim is the Helig is Chabrus, that's why Purim is a mitzvah of Faket, because the Mishte and Simcha is cooler. What does the Gemara say in the Megillah? Look at the difference. Why did the whole story start off with the Mishte and Simcha v'Achashverosh? To show what happens when they get into Gashmias. And they get into the Mishnah Simcha, is whose wives are prettier, and who's this, and who all the tumah and the treif and the toyeva, and it all comes out. It all comes out that they're goof. There's no shayf. And the Mishnah Simcha, when they get their goof going, so then there's no neshama there. There's no neshama there. They're thinking about bringing Vashti in, Aruma. That's them when they start getting into a goof. Abba says the Gemara there. Abba, what comes out? Suda, Vayidin. Full of Zmiras, Sir, Shiras, the Shishbacha is In other words, the Purim is Megala, by Yidin, and Mishta V'Simcha is Kulei Ruchni. Mishta V'Simcha is Kulei Ruchni. The Mishta V'Simcha concours a person to have his Dalkus. The Mishta V'Simcha calls a person to have his Dalkus. Kom Rabba, Shach Deir Zeret. In other words, the whole Indian of Yain, the whole Indian of the Mishta V'Simcha is Goyim, the Gashmis is Goyim, our Chuka to Ruchnis. So that's the bechina. So whenever you want to see a moedig his chabrus, you want to see a yichud. You want to see a yichud between the neshama and the guf. A yichud and neshama and the guf can only come out when there's a helig esuda. Helig esuda. Shabbos, which is oynes tamat chacham. Oynes tamat chacham. Oynes is the chabrus of the shemayim ba'aretz. That's what we have malachim with us. So it's shemayim comes down to aretz. But Shabbos, you have to have oynes. You have to have a mishta. You have to have nishmak. Oyneg Yishmak Amil, but what's Tetayi by Helig Shabbos? The only Divrei Torah, only Zmiris, Shiris, Sishvachis, Rochis, Adoris, Lamelach, Kil Chai Vekayim. That's the within of Shabbos. So that's restoring the Vovke. Amalek, Yimach Shemom, Mizichram. They take the Vovke. I take the Vavke. And Rechis HaMalek, when we restore the Yudke to the Vavke, which is the Bechinus Neshama, to the Bechinus of the Iskalas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here. Ha'oil HaNivra Ba'oisi is Yudke Nimtza, She'in Ma'alem in Ha'oilam. V'hein Mokam HaTshuva. That's the Mokam of Tshuva. That's the Mokam. What does Tshuva mean? G'doy LaTshuva Shemegas Ad Kisei HaKovet. Tshuva is megas at kisa kovet. What's the pshat? Gdoi la tshuva she megas at kisa kovet. That means that the pshat is that it goes back up. It's reunites itself. A chet meant there was no shemayim in the action. There's no shemayim in the action. There was a richuk. Punishment came and the shemayim came down and tried to stop him from doing the chet, and he did the chet. It's a malik. It makes us do chatoim because he wants just oritz. What restores it? Tshuva. Gdei le tshuva shemegas at kisei hakovet. It's a chibur again of shemayim, bechina shemayim ba'aretz. And that's the bechina of the vavke to the yudke. With the anhoga, which is vavke, is ruled by the bechina of yudke. And that's the tshuva is in the yudke, in the bina, in the hay. Tshuva is the hay of the hay elah. Bechina tshuva, he take of keheref ayin. Why is tshuva keheref ayin? Shelo ya'ach ez man tshuva. Right, somebody is Makadah, Makadah Shetze Isha, and he says, I raise a tzaddik, Amenos Shani tzaddik Gomor. That's it, he's a Rosh HaGomor, Kehera Fayin becomes a Tshuva, so they leicht. Yeah, Kehera Tshuva Yimin Advarim Shekod Meloilam, right? The whole Shir on it, Tshuva Tfilah Lamoisha, Moi Nata Yisaron, Tshuva is Kod Meloilam. And the Imtzah Shuva Ma'alam Nazman, Tshuva is the Ma'alam Nazman, Ve'ena Bishalkas Kedvam Anivrom Bishalkas. It's not Bishalkas, like things that were created by Bishalkas. It's not that's what he said, like in this week's parasha. This week's parasha is a parasha of Koydim Briya Soilam. It doesn't take long. Eliezer leaves the hair and suddenly he's on the other side already. There's no Agbolus, Begu, no Agbolus, Bemokim, Bezman. Sora went up to the Olam HaElyon. She went up to the Olam HaElyon and she brought up a Himmeldika and Hoga of the Malam in the Olam over here. Kritzes HaDerech, Kritzes HaZman. Tshuva is the Malam in the Olam. So that's why Yud K, That's why Yud Kei is the Oilam of Tshuva, which is the Mala. Vav Kei is the Anhogas Oilam. Tshuva is Yud Kei. Vezeo ki beko Hashem Tzor Elomim, she'ein Elomim nechshom lefonav keklum. No, Elomim anot nechshom leklum, she'yi lo tzorech behem chas v'shom ka'omo. She'u tzorech b'chol ha'shleyo, kod ha'kodsh baruch ha'sholem b'chol minei shleimus. So that's pshat ki beko Hashem Tzor Elomim. So now he's going back to explain the Medrash that he started up with, yeah? Ein Olam Tzchoshuv lefonav keklum, she'ari b'chatzi Hashem nivru bo, yeah? He's going to explain it. שבחצי השם נברא מסלם הכוון עשה בריאה הויסה לכוון על הבריאה הויסה שהזכרו לבחין אז יוד קי על ידי תשובה, תלו תשובה לא הייתי גזח בו היו נמשוכים והוילכים it says here that the בריאה was נמשוכים והוילכים עד שאום עליהם די זה פחד בגזח this here now is a מיידי גזח יש, what's פשע בו היו נמשוכים והוילכים כי יש גבול הקדושה, like it says, הגבל הסהר וקידשת, right? קדושה זה כבר הגבול. There's קדושה and there's קליפה. So there's a גבול of קדושה, and then חס ושלום it turns into קליפה. Right? קדושה זה כבר הגבול. הגבל הסהר וקידשת. For a shame, right? Some lots is מגבול הקדושה. They want to leave the גבול of קדושה. עד שאום אלה לא מידי. עד שאום אלה לא מידי. What's פשוט? פירש שנמשכים והולכים חוץ לגבול הקדושה. They leave the Gvul HaKadusha. In other words, if they leave the Gvul HaKadusha, Kilus, the Rabban Shalom is not there anymore. So they're lost. Once they've left the Gvul HaKadusha, who's going to bring them back to do Tshuva? Already they've left the Gvul HaKadusha. So not in the Rabban Shalom's company anymore. So what's going to happen? And there's no Mokam Achiza for them to do Tshuva. Ad Sha'om Aloy Lomoy. Till Rabban Shalom said Lalom. What does it mean, Ad Sha'om Aloy Lomoy? Till Rabban Shalom says that I'm going to be Mis'alin and Mitzamtim there. I'm going to be Slavish and I'm going to be Mitzamtim over there. Ulai kula haiva ulai yeshuva. Rabban Shalom goes out of the kedusha and goes into his neslabish into the chutz legula kedusha. Ki ani Hashem asheichen itam betoichtu masom. In order that he should do tshuva. Lo ilamu lashon helam. Kama shem estate o mesalim achol in your name. The person's on the way to do an avera and all those manias that he has to do the avera. All the Rabban Shalom being trying to be manayim. Chdei sheyavoyu al yidei zel b'chinas di sheyuchlo lahamshich betoichem chiyos mebchinas yud kamo. In other words, the world is created ki beko. That's kedusha. That's the gvul of kedusha. Yud kei. But there's rishonim who are holchim from there, who go out of there, and they go out of the kedusha. And the chiddush is ad she'omalem die. Until the Rebbe Shimon says that yud kavi yochim is going to be mislavish in the dalit, even though it's beyond and it's gone beyond the Gvul of Kedusha. That's the Shechina of Marche V'Hoylech. The Rebbe Shalom says, I'm going to Kaviyach and chase after them wherever they go. However far they go. Al Shalom, I die till Rebbe Shalom. I'm going to stop them. That's the Bechina. I'm going to stop them. I'm going to bring them back to do Tshuva. I'm going to bring them back to the Bechina's Yud Kei that they should do Tshuva. So that's Pshat. So according to what I said, it's Moridik. V'zeo Al Yisrael Chachma Chachmosoi V'Gibuim Gvurosoi. Because what is the Chachma? The Chochmah is where the Rebbein Shalom is lying. See, it's the person's Chochmah. Ali Sal Chochmah Chamas, it's Dain Chochmah Bechlal. That's the Kli where the Rebbein Shalom is hiding. Rebbein Shalom knows that the Chochmah is a Kli how you'll find him, how you'll be miscarved to him. So it's such a team with you, Bechlal. The same thing with the Gibur. Kikishayam in Adam, when a person believes, Kikol HaMidas Moedin Eloin, Amani Yiscarev Mehem Eilav Yisborach. When a person believes that all the Midas, Hashem's Moedid, the man Yiscarev Mehem Eilav, in order that they should be scarfed to him. Bevadai lo yoyim ha'achochem shu chochmosai v'lai gibah shu gvorosai v'hinu oshay ki ima boir modad lo yamidah v'tzimtzim lekuzib amidah v'man yehila nekel iskarev elav. The Rebbein Shalom gave you that kli because the Rebbein Shalom knows that he's mislabish in that kli in order that you should get there. So you're going to take the chochma without the Rebbein Shalom. Harry, what's the whole purpose that he gave you chochma? Because that's why he's mislabish. And you're going to take the chochma to yourself that you're misalil in your chochma. That's where the Rebbein Shalom is. You're taking the Rebbein Shalom and saying it's just more the gavot. Ali sal b'chochma soy. Who's chochma that we're talking about over here? So pasha pshat, you learn the chochma should be mishal b'chochma soy. No, it's not your chochma. Ali sal b'chochma soy gurasoy b'oishroy daika. It's the chochma of the Rebbein Shalom. The person should see that this is only a levush. The Rabban Shalom knows that you could get very far with Chochma, sees Nislabish and Chochma in order that you should get Kibbutz of the King through Chochma. The Rabban Shalom sees that you're not such a Chochma, a Kid or whatever, so he wants to send you instead that you can get very close to him through Stocker, through Ashiris, whatever. So the Ashiris is the way the Rabban Shalom is hiding there, that you should be Megala him there, that you should get close to him. So that's all his. I'm not explaining it. It's a mighty gazach. Dafka the chachma, what Rabban Shalom chose for him to be there. So you're taking the chachma. It's a mighty gazach. That's pshat ani rishon vani achron.
That's why Hashem can't live with the Baal Gaiva, because
he's taking everything to himself. So.
Yeah.
That's mighty. Oh, ein anu yachalod avinim. Wow. Wow. Mamish chutzpah. That's right. Wow. That's gewaltig. Because he never sees the Rabban Shalom, so therefore the Rabban Shalom says, I'm never going to be there. Everything I send him, he's going to take to himself. He won't chap that it's only the Rabban Shalom, he's mislavish into it. Psst, wow. Psst, Zeo ani rishon v'ani achron. V'sachroinim ani hu. Ki ba'kadosh baruch hu, yivshle kreisa le rishon levad v'le achron vad. You can't say a bunch of only rishon, you can't say a bunch of only achron, chas v'shon. Ki ve'en ez beschalkes kudvar men evrom. It's not beschalkes, rak rishon v'achron ke'echad, rishon v'achron together. V'lo hayo tzarch lebriyas oilemus. Come back to what he said. What did the Rabban Shalom need the briyas oilemus for? In other words, why is he saying that over here? Because he explained that whatever's in the achris by the Rabban Shalom is already in the rishis. So you had the whole briya, ki'ilu bepoil, in the koyach. So what's failed? What was the lacking? What was Rabban Shalom lacking? Not like the melech. The first he's a melech b'koyach, and then people come around to him. Eventually he becomes a melech. Because he's a melech b'loy om. Rabban Shalom had all the people, had everything all in there before with Briyas Olam b'koyach. Because Achron and Rishon, there's no chiluk. So whatever was going to be Achron, he already had it in Rishon. So why did he have to create the world? Rak b'chin ha'zubar, ki es achroinim, ratzolim afil es achroinim. The worst. Shem b'soif ha'madrega, afil ha'roshoim ani hu. That's what it means. That's achroinim ani hu. Tzimtzum alekusai sham hu. Even for the Rishon. Shu mitzab tuva yirachmanusai ka'omo. Zeh nekru b'chinas ani. You know, ani is the same in Oisius as ayin. Now, ani is his galus. Ani means you can see. Ani like ato, ani ato. So ani is his galus. And the same letters is ayin. Because Pshad is, however much the Baruch Shalom is kilo megalim. So what does it mean Baruch Shalom is megalim himself? Her person is it's still the ayin. It's a little bit Hester. A person wants to go to do the aveira. And this is the cab. His engine breaks down, the engine dies, so that's his ga. Panchalam came to the person. He came to the person by his galus to stop him from doing the aveira. Is that his galus? I read it's galus, it's ani and ayin at the same time. Now as the person's bechira, are you going to look at the engine dying as an ani, or are you going to look at it as an ayin? Zeinikra b'chines ani, ki ani, ki loshan ani hu b'chines his galus. Ki ayin hu b'chines his galus. Comes down and breaks his engine. That's his galus, yachasi to the bechinas ayin shalamala. Af shegam zeh bechinas is almas kama. Even that is a bechinas is almas, but the yachasi to the ayin lamala, it's a bechinas is galus. Kamoka neged bechinas shalamala is galus nikra ni. Ki bechol dov atzarch laham and shesham hu gilu shchinasay kama. That's why it's called ani. A person got to every mokum is a gilu the shchina. Gilu is ani. So it's achroinim ani hu. Even for the biggest rasha. Where's he going to get? How's he going to do tshuva? Teretz says, Rabban Shalom is going to be mislabish. Mislabish and Rachman, so Rabban Shalom is going to be there as well, as his galas to him to try to stop him from doing that avir. In order, it's still a bechira, it's still a bechina of ayin. It's ayin and ani at the same time. So, zeh, that's the pshat. Ach, gewaltig. Im ein ani li, she'ein li, in other words, what is it in the Mishnah? Im ein ani li, she'ein li amuna, she'bechinas ani hu li. In other words, if a person doesn't believe that ani, that there's his galus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu li with him everywhere, so ma'ani. So he's not seeing the Rabban Shalom b'chlal. Why? Because we said tshuva is b'shay tachoda b'rigachoda. So ein ani. Really, if a person doesn't see that his galus of the Rabban Shalom with him all the time, yeah. So mili. So who's his eshen? He doesn't see this galus Rabban Shalom, and if he doesn't see it, he's got to do tshuva. We said tshuva works b'shaita chodah b'riga chodah. That's right. Tshuva is a one rega thing. Right now, Amos, I went. Tshuva is not a psefer shlepte zach. Tshuva is a hero. That's the word. Lo yachshav Amos, I care. Tshuva tzorchli is take it. Machna she'ena b'schalkes b'zman. Tshuva doesn't work b'schalkes b'zman. So if a person's in a dag, he doesn't see the Rabban Shalom with him. He doesn't see this galus. If he doesn't see the ani with him, so then he's got to do tshuva straight away. Don't do tshuva zman. If a person says, I'm going to give tshuva zman, we just said tshuva is there before Brias Oilam. Before Brias Oilam, it's not totally on zman bechla. So if you try to schlep tshuva down into Brias Oilam, you're killing the tshuva. So, not right now, Imasai, you're killing the tshuva. Tshuva is azachlus, is higher than Brias Oilam. If you bring tshuva down into Brias Oilam by saying, you have tzayit, I'll do tzayit. That's not tshuva. Tshuva is lemalam b'risan. You can only do tshuva off an oifen. If you do tshuva lemalam in eschalkas lemalam in azman. Mordi gavot. Can't say I'll do tshuva afterwards. You have to have a blik as a soyrus, and then work upon that soyrus and break into a tshuva. That's how tshuva works. Ki zeh b'vaday ein a tshuva. Afshe yidma loy the tshuva. A tshuva that a person does relax, gelassen. First, let me chop around a few more areas before I do tshuva. I'll do tshuva relaxed. I'm going to do tshuva begidre habriya. Tshuva begidre habriya. That's the begida and tshuva. That's nishkan tshuva. Tshuva's got to come in a matzav which is malam and oilo. That's the oimek him lo yachshav emosai. Wow. I'll spend a week on this. Af mashe boin lo de machshavas heim b'shosh shalomim. Oim espal. Oy shah yom. I was over here, it's like every piece is a piece in a Russian, a piece of Islapshus, and a piece of Tshuva. It's a whole zachen, a whole array of things over here. Af mashabon lodam machshobas, heim b'shoshalayim and spalle b'shayim lefa'omim. Even the machshobas come to a person, af eiz a machshobas ain't retzayin of him. So why are they coming to him if he doesn't want that machshobas to come to him? Now, we don't pick and choose our machshobas, right? Suddenly get a flash of a machshava. Ki a machshava liyoyna mitzamtzepse, a mitzamtzemes, a mitzlabeshes, a satsme machshava yi. It's a slabshes of a machshava liyoyna. Oz yechra da oda, mao inyena machshava. Why is this coming to me? You didn't invite, you didn't order that machshava. V'yir ala loisa kafi, chines v'inyena machshava yi. In other words, chas v'sham, if it's a bad machshava, but he wasn't planning on getting that bad machshava, it means it's a machshava liyoyna, which is mitzlabeshes. And that machshava, to give him a hero tshuva, he has to do tshuva. It's reminding him on a certain very matter done. Kibbe v'dai chota, kuyetzeb, is that the hero of the maisa, koyeshe begilgul akoydim, could be in a previous gilgul. So that's why he doesn't understand, why am I getting this machshava? I never thought of this, why is this hero coming? It's a Torah says, he might be in the midst of being masakin an earlier gilgul. V'achshav bosa lesakna. So therefore, even in a machshava that comes a person's way, even in there there's a hislabshus of the Rabbein Shleinim. Trying to be makarvim to do tshuva. Lachen yam emun neshleima ki machshav el yoinim etzamtzemes es atzma v'neslapsho be'inyin machshav azoyz. V'yirin esakna v'yidabik es atzma lemala l'sharoshoy. He should take that machshav ha'ra and be oile lemala l'sharoshoy. It's the famous Tzemach Tzedek of Chassidus Sfarim say that it's always in Shemoneh Esrei machshav ha'ra has come to a perurim, come to a person. Halacha talks about it. If a person is mahara, he has to carry on davening. Pinkman, I'm davening the mahara. It's filling on your mahara. Pink in these heilige Zeiten, the machshavas come. The Teretz says, yeah, because those machshavas are machshavas that has to be male. And Shemoneh Esrei, that's the time where all the olam has to go up to olam. Everything is oile to olam atzilus. Everything is oile. So all anything that needs an aliyah, what needs an aliyah? Something that's fallen. You have to pick him up. So all machshavas in the fulois come dafka during Shemoneh Esrei, because that's the mokum where they have an aliyah. A person pinged in the middle of a b'zadvik, suddenly a hero ra comes into him. So immediately he has to take that hero ra and he has to be malit, he has to be make a party, he has to say, wow, that ava of ra must come from a shirish of ava of toiva, must come from a shirish of ava Hashem. And then he's malit that ava to the Rabban Shalom. It's not the mikra, it's not the person thinks he's a terrible person, because if he can think about these things during Shemoneh Esrei, what's the Shemoneh Esrei worth? It's pink faket, it means the Shemoneh Esrei is doing well. Shemoneh Esrei is oila, it's malit, it's in a mode of it's malit zachin lemala. So mele therefore, wants every machshava that he had and everything that he had that is the machin of nefula, every hero ra, whatever. So he wants that to have an aliyah. So he's sending it to him now during that Shemoneh Esrei in order that he should be malit. So a person needs a munah that all the machshavas that come to a person, even machshavas rois, in there there's a slabshus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though it's yotzam igidrek, it's left the gvul of kedusha. It's one of the marchev ahoylechdik of machshavas. But nevertheless, there's a die over there. There's a yud. There's a chokhme elo over there that's coming to him in order that he should be malit. And if he can't believe where he ever done that, a certain hero comes to him and he can't believe whether he ever had that hero, he ever had that aver, after it's from a Friedrich Gilgal. If it came to him, he has to be malit. Nakuda.
And sometimes people say there's a very strong Yitzhar but the Torah. It's doing Torah, that Yitzhar tries to get
in there. All the matzav of Aliyah, that's where he tries to get in. And a person's got to take it and be malet. In other words, if it comes, how do you work it? You take that, you realize that the Maharanim says often that every Ava Zara is really Mushrish and Ava of Kedusha. So when it comes to it, you focus on the Ava to Kedusha, and then the Chelek clip of that Ava falls away. Every time such a thing would happen and the person would happen, the other people would be going, in other words, because you think. Because you think that I'm not nislavish in your machshavas, even in machshavas rois, so therefore you don't realize that it's me being mitzkav yochel. The Rebbeinu Shalom saying that kav yochel, the Rebbeinu Shalom being mitzamtem, because you're not thinking that. That's the problem. Al kain, therefore loydachechem derachai. In other words, kinishar machshavah b'mkoyim b'shvira. The machshavah there remains in the olam of shvira. Shalei olsa lemal and asakna ka'omo etzlenu b'makom acher. Al pasuk Rabbis machshavah is levish v'tzas Hashem yisokim. Ki ma'ase Rabbis machshavah is ki atzas Hashem he should tokim. Tokim means it's fallen, and what does tokim mean? Stand it up. So where did it go? The whole pagam is ki lo machshavah isai machshavah iseichim. You don't think the Rabbeinu Shalom is kabiyachol mislabish in your machshavah. Therefore lo darcheichim derochai. Therefore you're not going on the right derech. I'm going on the derech of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Im kein ha'ikri emuna b'tzir of zrizus. Hamaisa b'liyis rash.
I once thought of a word once. The word nedar with the ayin, something's also
which word?
Nedar.
Nedar, yeah.
With the ayin.
Yeah.
So it means also hello.
Hello.
To change the ayin to an aleph.
Ha, nedar. Aleph and ayin on the schalef. Yeah. Kosnas oyer, meh, the ayin and aleph. Psh. Or you have to see, that it's beautiful, but it's Alan. The beauty is in Alan. You have to megala that.
It's in the pasuk Mikhamech Hashem, because I think that was Yashin. The
Gemara
Dash Mikhamech Ilmim Hashem. Baruch Hashem is quiet. It's a good zach. Yeah. That's the word. They said a dacha of Yashin, because then they realized that the whole
everything he was in there all the time.
Yeah.
Yovot.
No, that bed I saw from Gedalia Shammai.
Wow, really.
The nether bed.
Everywhere. Let's ask upon him in A. Mordek is Ach. And it's Nimshach Vahoylech, and it follows the Yid. Wherever the Yid is, it follows the Yid. Mordek, a piece. Wow. Oh, Rosh Hashanah. Some of the Nere already. Mordek, a piece. I'm saying there's so many pieces in this piece, but. Say that.